All right, 7:21 here on the ticket. Guys' night out near the Texas Motor Speedway, and we are at the greatness of Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. Roundtable time. Sean Bass captaining this roundtable alongside Corby Davidson, the commander George Dunham,
yep,
and one member of the new Midday Makeover, Matt McLaren. And, Georgie, I texted you or tweeted you something earlier, and it's dog-related.
I know. And I saw this the other day. This is wrong.
And I want to talk dogs because, I don't know, three-quarters of us. Matt, do you have a dog?
I do not.
I know you just moved, so.
I don't have one.
I'm getting you a dog.
I apologize.
So 75% of us have dogs. Corby, you're very pro-dog. How many do we have now? Four?
Three.
Three?
Yeah. We're maxed out at three. That is the ultimate limit. We might take a foster in and try to get it adopted out, but three dogs is like having one extra child at least.
It is.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
We were up to five at one point.
It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Through old age,
all different.
We're down to one now, but yeah, we had five.
I can't imagine one. Like, one seems like
so
easy.
I know, it's so easy.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
We had a solo dog family. It was a husky, and it was a ladies, and he was, I think, three or four, and ended up, apparently, they think that he must have sniffed something off the ground, and he got a brain thing.
Way to go, George.
And he ended up passing away, and she hasn't wanted to get one since that.
Just some loose cocaine.
Dude, it's...
No, I don't know what it was. Like, it was a...
God, that would be so
That's
terrible.
Traumatic.
Yeah, that
yes.
was, yeah, so...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I wanted to bring the room up because...
Yeah. God, get rid of me.
One of my favorite things
when
I worked on the morning show, every now and again, George would break into song because you'll come home and you'll sing to your dogs.
Yeah.
And I caught myself doing something very similar the other day with my dog, Biscuit. It wasn't singing, but I have my own like little phrases and language
Absolutely.
You say to the dog.
Yeah.
And I think every dog owner does that.
Right.
And I think if anybody actually ever heard you talk to your dog, they think you're absolutely insane.
If they didn't have a dog themselves, because like my voice automatically gets really higher.
Yes,
yeah.
You know,
it's almost like a baby talk.
Animated.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Why is that?
The best one we had an old dog named Hank, and he was a rescue dog. Actually, showed up to a Gordo remote on a Saturday, and we took him in. He was a great dog, and he was a kind of a hound dog mix. And his fight song was to the tune of the Alabama fight song. Well, I know a hound dog, and his name is Hank. He runs around the house so fast he's never in the tank. And he is my favorite hound dog. That's why we call him Hank. And he loved it. He would get fired up, and he'd go find
that's
something
awesome.
To put in his mouth.
Yeah.
And they know that's their little vocal code, yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just home, and there's my fight song. Awesome.
You know what's like our dog, our latest dog, newest dog, he's not that new anymore. He's like 5 years old, but he's our little pit bull. He's like a mini pit. But he knows every dog in the neighborhood's name, like that he's friends with. And I'm not joking. Like you can be like, he didn't have a friend named George. So you're like, Blue, did you see George today? And he'll just look at you, you know? And then you can be like, Blue, did you see Matt today? And he'll look at you. But if you say, Blue, did you see Kevin today? He's just like, the tail starts wagging, and he's jumping up and down, you
Where's
know?
Kevin?
By the way, a dog named Kevin.
I know, dude. It's hilarious.
Kevin the dog.
This is my dog, Kevin.
Right. Or Blue.
And this is his dog, Douglas.
I do like now dogs with normal human names. They're
really?
Funnier. Oh, yeah.
That's way funny.
Like
Patrick.
Funny. Steve.
Hey,
yeah.
There's Patrick. Come here, boy.
Yeah. But he knows them all, and it's just, you get him going, like, in the house, you're like, buddy, did you see Piper today? And, where is she? You know, it's awesome.
They're smarter than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
When I was sick and missing work, I was home watching all sorts of weird stuff, and I watched, like, a 60 Minutes, because it was about dogs. It was like, 10 years ago.
Really out there stuff, 60 Minutes.
Well, it was out there because it was from 10 years ago, and it popped up because I guess it was popular on YouTube, and it was this dog who has a 1,000-word vocabulary. The dog's probably not around anymore, but the guy trained him to know, like, whatever the dog's name was, find whale. and he would go, and there would be 10 toys out, and he'd get the whale.
Wow.
Wow.
Put your paw on Bluey, and he'd find Bluey, and he'd put his paw on Bluey. It was a, they're smart.
Dude.
And that was the art, the report was, we all just thought dogs were just kind of, you know, they're smart, but research over the last 15 years has showed that they've been our biggest companion now for centuries.
Yes.
And because of that, they have evolved into, they were smarter than chimps.
Wow. They would put, really?
They would put a ball under a cup and mix them up and then point to the cup. And the dog, who knew language and pointing, would go put his paw on the cup where the ball was.
Wow.
The chimp, even if you would point, hey, chimp, it's under this cup, he'd
he
go,
just pooped in his hand and threw it at the cup.
Right. Yeah, he'd poop in his hand and throw it at the guy.
Rip your face off and move on.
Was it a specific breed, or was this what it varied?
This particular dog that has a thousand word, but they said all dogs are a lot smarter than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
And I believe that.
Yeah, I think Biscuit's smart,
just
but
like
I, don't think
the name.
I don't think she's going to, like, figure out the three-card Monty on the street, you know? Like,
okay. I'm telling you, at some point, your dog will do something that's amazing. Gunner, who we have now, Silver Lab, he's funner than your average Silver Lab.
Yes.
He's Gunner. He's Gunner. He's funner. He's funner than your average Silver Lab. Yeah, your average Silver Lab. He's good. He's fun. He's ranked number one in Denton County.
In Denton County.
It's the best.
Not in the nation, just Denton
County.
Yeah, I
mean, come on.
Okay, yeah. Listen to this. So Christmas, the Christmas that I ran over our beagle accidentally.
Way to go,
indeed.
Days.
Way to go, Matt.
I felt terrible.
Why'd you bring that up?
I apologize.
She was blind. She lived, but she was blind. I didn't know she was out. And she, like, walked right in the line of my truck as I was leaving.
Oh, no.
And everyone screamed, and it was terrible. Took her to the emergency room. She survived somehow. But she had this, like, body cast on when I brought her home.
She's like the dog in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Leave her on the top of the car.
And we all felt, it's Christmas Day, and here's Days in this body cast.
Oh, my God.
And so I had her in my office, and I put her down. And Gunner was a puppy at the time. And he came up, and he looked at her, and he sat down. And the dogs that day had all gotten toys. And Daisy got a toy, and Hank got a toy, and Gunner got a toy. Gunner went out, got his toy, came back, laid it at her feet, at her paws, and then laid down right next to her.
Yes. Wow.
That sounds like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
It is. Right, I mean, it sounds like a fake story, but somehow there's something wrong with her. All I got's my Christmas toy. So he got it and gave it to her and
they're
then laid
the
down
best.
Next to her.
They're just the best.
They are, and I think they're a lot smarter, and I think even when I was sick, he never left my side. Like when I was having one of my huge coughing fits, he would like get right next to me and just like sit down. Now he is smarter and funner than your average Silver Lab.
Yes,
but still, I think every dog is capable of something like that.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
And they pick up on your mannerisms.
Yeah, they
know when
to
you're
what
upset.
You're about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
And they know what's normal and what's not. If someone's having a coughing fit, they're worried about.
Yeah.
It.
Like if we tell Blue, if we tell him like, give Mabel kisses. He'll walk right over to Mabel and start licking her.
Really?
Or one of the kids. You know, just give Van kisses. He'll walk over and give Van kisses. Like, they know so much more than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't say bath. We can't say walk.
Oh, dude.
No, we can't say go.
See what I mean? I bet this
dog starts freaking out.
May not have 1,000, because they did say this dog on 60 Minutes was really above the curve, but I bet
100.
I bet your dog knows 100.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy 3 digits.
The walk thing is the best. It's like, you want to go on a run? I'm just kind of looking at you. You want to go on a jog? I'm just kind of looking at you. You want to go on a walk? And, I mean, it is like a circus.
They just freak out.
Let's go!
Yeah. Right to the door.
And they can't, like, keep it together to put their, like, we do the chest harness.
Yeah. Oh, they're just so.
No, they got to get to the front door.
Freaking out.
Yes.
You said something about a walk. Let's go right now. I don't care.
It's their vacation.
I don't need the harness.
So what do you call your dogs? Because everybody has their dog's name.
Yeah.
But you always have, like, the sub-nickname for the dog. So what do you guys have?
For Blue, it's Bluzer. For Mabel, it's Mabel Lou, and for Frankie, it's Frankie Lou. I don't know why we tag Lou on the end of it, but we do. Mabel Lou and Frankie Lou.
Biscuit is Honey Butter Biscuit. That's her official name.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I call her, because she's like a 65-pound galoot.
Yeah.
And I call her Itty Bitty Biscuit, but that's morphed into, like, I don't know, Minimum you know,
amazing.
Raftery. Yeah, a little raftery.
Yeah, Gunner is Gunny, who's funny. And he's funner because he's Gunner.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Every day I say the same thing to him. Hey, Gunny, are you funny?
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And he wags his tail. So, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty funny.
Well, before we go to break, give me the Winston Waffles chant, because that might be one of my favorite things.
Well, there was a couple of them. The one based on the Todd Rundgren song was, there's something at the heart of it that's simply awful. A dog that goes by the name of Winston Waffles. There's something at the heart of it completely awful. A dog that goes by the name of Winston Waffles, trying to make a living as a Labrador retriever.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
That's what you call a successful GNO roundtable.
Wow. Success.
Davey is captaining the next one. Keep it here on the
Good luck, Dave.